I want you to close your eyes and imagine getting into a brand new truck or an SUV for just $20.
Well, it could happen to you with the Kids Kids Car Contest, thanks to the Ancira Auto Group.
There are five great vehicles to pick from. Last year, Stacy drove away in a brand new Buick Enclave.
And the best part is that our charity, Kids Kids, is going to be a big winner too, because every dollar goes to help us send children facing life-threatening or life-altering conditions on an unforgettable five-day adventure to Disney World.
Visit carcontest2024.com to find out more and how to get an entry without purchase.
Once again, get your entries now at carcontest2024.com. And thank you so much for supporting Kids Kids.
This is America with Rich Valdez, powered by PolitiWeek.com.
And Rich Valdez is with us, former Christie administration official.
You worked for Chris Christie, you've been in politics, done a lot of public service stuff.
Rich Valdez, columnist now with the Washington Times.
This is America.
Richie V, you're on the air with the nation. The nation.
This is America with your host, Rich Valdez.
All right, America, welcome back. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. Now, the Democrats want to destroy the America that you and I both know. They're doing it with the support of their comrades in the media. They're doing it with the help of their cohorts in the swamp and their buddies in the judiciary. And like Mark Levin just said.
So we're going to leave it to you, Richie V. I want the audience to know I love you out there. Blessed to have you. This whole issue of racism, how we got where we are, it is now a poison. It has infected every aspect of our society. How the term racism now has been brought to mean anything that anybody wants it to mean. People who feel like they've been mistreated now, it's racism and so forth. And I want to fight this entire concept now. I want to really duke this out because it's happening in our colleges. It's happening in our kindergartens, in the media. It's happening in our country. And I want to fight back, and I'm sick and tired of being dictated to, sick and tired of us being told that the idiot coach of the Seattle football team, that this country was founded by whites for whites. Have you ever heard of a bigger ignoramus in your life? And meanwhile, does he step down and say, I want an African-American to serve in my position? Of course not.
You bet, sir. And as a fellow Levinite, we were looking forward to you coming back today. I'll do my best to fill the big shoes.
You'll do great, and a God bless to everybody.
This is out of control. You've got the media leading a huge racial quote-unquote awakening, which is nothing more than duping the American people, lying to the American people, getting them to be at one another's throat. Why? Well, because that's how they do it. That's the Bolshevik tactic that they've used forever, and the left loves Bolshevism. Joe Biden has hairy legs. Oh, yeah. And he learned about roaches, but that's not what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about this anonymous op-ed that somebody sent to me recently on Facebook. And I thought to myself, man, I got to be leery of these anonymous op-eds. But it was interesting. And I want to share it with you. It's not that long, but it's really, really interesting. The writer talks about how he dreamed that he'd never face the idea of ever having to move out of the United States. And then he goes into what's going on, saying, you know, he woke up and he realized that things have changed. Big time in America. And I think you and I both know that things have changed big time in America. And he's saying that he's confused by the hostility that he encounters with his friends and with his family. People he's known his whole life, they're so hate-filled now. Things that didn't happen before, dare I say, 2008. We were pretty chill before then. And he said he feels like he's in the Twilight Zone. And he just can't justify the insanity. Check this out. Here's some of his thoughts. And it's pretty good. This is in the Five Towns newspaper, Five Towns, I believe it's fivetownscentral.com. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians are influencing our elections, and that's bad. But illegals voting in our elections, that's good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of the Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense for our president, Donald J. Trump, Donaldus Magnus, El Trumpito, El Presidente, for him to inquire about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18's old enough to vote. People who've never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who've never been slaves. People who've never been to college should pay the debt of college students who took out huge loans for their own degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and other diseases are welcome, But you better be able to prove that your dog is vaccinated. Doctors from other countries and engineers want to come to the United States. They have to go through rigorous vetting. But any illiterate gangbanger who wants to jump the southern fence is welcome. I understand this guy's frustration. A $5 billion fee for a border wall is too much, but $1.5 trillion for free health care isn't. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to go into the United States, you get to go to college for free. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were even born, yet other people aren't even held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released so they can hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out that all of this hypocrisy somehow makes us racists. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to call it a Chinese virus, even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing the innocent is right. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, the Titanic, America, has hit an iceberg. It's taking on water, and we don't want it to sink. The choice is yours to make. What will it be? Time is short. Choose wisely. And that's the end of that op-ed in fivetowncentral.com. I thought that was remarkable because it hits a nerve of what so many Americans, so many Levinites, so many of all of us are thinking. What the heck is going on? While Joe Biden's running up and down talking about, I got hairy legs. I'm canceling fracking. I'm not canceling fracking. I'm here. I need a black woman. I need an Indian woman. I need Kamala. By the way, Kamala in Spanish is que mala. Que mala eres, which means how bad you are. How funny is that? Que mala eres. Anyway, we just talked about how the Democrats are doing everything in their human power to hurt, diminish, and destroy so much of the America that you know, that I know, and that we all love. Last week, Kamala Harris was on TV saying, there's going to be more riots. They're not going to end. Then I heard the next day, the woman who shares a haircut with me, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, she said the same thing. So I thought it was only fitting for us to go to this montage to hear exactly what it is that the Democrats continuously call for. Violence. Check this out.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
This way. That's it right there. Pull it up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
and sadly the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, there you have it, right? And that's a big shout to Cauldron Pool, the producer of that video. Now, I heard it just like you did. I got to ask you a question. This one puts a smile on my face. Do you really see Joe El Baboso Biden stepping up to my man Donaldus Magnus, El Trumpito, the 45th president of the United States? I don't. I don't see him punching Trump in the face. And if he does, I think he's going down. Trump's a big dude. He's a big dude, and he's from the street. I don't know too many dudes from Delaware, and I better watch my back now while I'm walking around. The Delawareans might come after me. But guess what? Trump's a New Yorker, and I think he's going to win each and every time. I think Biden's in for a really big surprise if he decides to start swinging on the president. And, of course, we discourage that. It's insane that they call for this type of violence. We're supposed to make progress. Not what the Democrats are doing. Now, just a couple of days ago, and we'll get to this a little bit more in the other half, but the Death to America chant. My goodness, that thing turned my stomach. But where do we think all of this inflammatory rhetoric comes from? Well, it comes from their true hatred. It comes from Marxism. It comes from their bowing at the altar of the left and worshiping leftism. What does that eventually become? It becomes this. It foments hatred. It foments anger. All of these things get into your gut, and they make you a disgusting, self-hating American. Or a Democrat, if you will. So when I hear these BLM activists, protesters, rioters, shooters saying that they're going to F up the police and bust heads like they did in New York when they're, you know, the night of the nomination convention, the final night of the RNC. When I hear that and I hear the voice of Maxine Waters echoing in my headset right now, saying, when you see them in the street, in a restaurant, and her feeble voice just calling for violence, calling for people to be ridiculous and to be insane. I got to tell you, it's really, really disappointing. But disappointing is what you would typically be in some sort of domestic policy. I'd have to say it's truly disgusting. It turns my stomach. Actually, I spoke with a caller yesterday, and he heard that Death to America audio, and he said, I got to tell you, you should verbally describe it. Because to actually hear it over the air literally gives me nausea. And I told him, I honestly feel the same way. I get a cringe from my gut, from the inside. Listen, if you've seen me, I'm a big dude myself. I got a big gut. So when I get that feeling in my gut, it's a big feeling. But listen, like you, I love America. And we've got to do what we have to do. Because the media is not going to do it. They've abandoned ship in reporting what they have to report in order for them to be a free and fair press. And that only leads to elections that may not be free nor fair. So when I think of this violence that they're calling for, when we think of, you know, what the heck is going on here, you can't help but think, where did it all come from? And of course, we can easily say, sure, Marx, Engels, of course. You know, the destruction of the Enlightenment, little by little, the systemic destruction of the Enlightenment. And these are just a couple of points from an article that I was just reading in Federalist, which I'm going to get to in a moment. But I think the really big admonition here, we have to fight. And I'm not necessarily talking about a physical fight. I'm talking about an intellectual one for the hearts and for the minds of Americans and other voters. And a lot of people see through this. Now, if we have to fight, we will. Because we're Americans. But the bottom line is, we have to take back institutions that have been hijacked from American culture. The fabric of America is being damaged daily. And we have way more power than we think. We have way more influence than we think. The time to rest on our laurels, as they say, has come and it's gone. Now's the time to rise up. Now is the time for us to do what we've got to do.
This is America.
In times like these, it's so important that we focus on the facts. I always tell you to focus on the facts. I think you hear that everywhere you go, and that's because facts are irrefutable. It's the bottom line. It's the real deal. And in times like this of uncertainty, we need to rely on the facts. I get my facts from justfacts.com. That's F-A-C-T-S, justfacts.com. Go to justfacts.com and sign up for their newsletter, justfacts.com/rich. Just put my name in there and you'll get it for free. Justfacts.com/rich.
This is America.
All right, America, welcome back. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. Again, a little bit about me. I was a barber before I was even old enough to vote and started a barbershop as a teenager. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Hudson County, New Jersey. So if you hear a little bit of an accent or if you sense that I have a different perspective, sometimes I do it because of the experiences that I've had. Working in the government, I worked for Republican Governor Christopher Christie in New Jersey. All right, hold the booze. And we did some great things in Jersey. And worked as a barber, owned a barbershop, went into Christian higher ed for a while, really enjoyed that. And one of the biggest achievements or highlights of my career that I'd like to point out, because it really informs my view, my worldview on education, is being a founding board member of the beloved community charter school. And I'm not going to bore you with those details now, but I did go into it in somewhat of a little bit of a diatribe on my podcast, This is America, which you could find at WABC. But what I want to talk about now is what we were talking about before, and that's the continued calls for violence. The left continues calling for violence, and it shows a weak hand. It shows that they don't have the ideas to generate an economic engine like Reagan did, or like any smart politician should, like El Trompito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of the United States, like he's done. And I got news for Biden and for so many Democrats across America and Trump haters alike. You don't erase 3.5 years of success with 6 months of coronavirus. It just doesn't work that way. But I want you to check this out. Cut 4. Listen to this.
What I'm worried about is this country descending into a race war, Bennett. And I'm worried about the continued incitement of violence from leadership who should be focused on bringing our communities together. So you're asking me about the end result when we need to be talking about what the trigger is. Because our police and peaceful protesters will be safer when we come together as a community and tamp down this black versus white rhetoric.
So this black versus white rhetoric, I want to ask you, how did this whole race thing start? But before we get into that, I'm getting in my ear, update, we're not going to play Mark's music, the Meet the Press music, but I will tell you, we have breaking news. We have the great one, Mark Levin.
Richie V, I want to thank you. People need to know you're not only a great call screener, you're even a better broadcaster.
This is America.